London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
The worldwide ransomware cyber attacks appear to ease Monday, although thousands more computers, mostly in Asia, were hit as people signed in at work for the first time since the infection spread to 150 countries 3 days ago. Health officials in Britain, where surgeries and doctor's appointments in its national health care system had been severely impacted Friday, were still having problems Monday. But Health Minister Jeremy Hunt said it was encouraging that a second wave of attacks had not materialized. He said the level of criminal activity is at the lower end of the range that we had anticipated. In the United States, Tom Bossert, a Homeland Security advisor to President Donald Trump, told the ABC television network the global cybersecurity attack is something that, for right now, we've got under control. The United States accused Syria on Monday of carrying out mass killings of prisoners on a daily basis and then burning their bodies in a large crematorium outside the capital of Damascus. The U.S. State Department said as many as 50 prisoners a day are being hanged at the Saadnaya prison. It alleged that the regime of President Bashar al-Assad then is using the crematorium to hide evidence of the extent of the mass killings. The top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East, Stuart Jones, said the Damascus regime has sunk to a new level of depravity with the continuing military assistance of Russia and Iran, two countries that have supported the Assad government's six-year fight against various rebel groups attempting to overthrow it. About 400,000 people have been killed in the fighting. Jones stopped short of accusing Moscow of involvement with the crematorium, saying the State Department had not presented evidence of the mass killings to Russian officials. This is VOA News. A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes in Al-Bukamal were likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition that's been targeting the Islamic State with bombs since late 2014. There was no immediate comment on the airstrikes from the coalition, which has said its actions were likely responsible.
Desde Washington, Noticias de la Voz de América, les informa Leonardo Bonet. Varios legisladores exhortaron al presidente Donald Trump a que no escoja a un político como nuevo director del FBI en momentos en que el ámbito estadounidense sigue